Well, for us, for the Civil Air Patrol, it's a different scenario. What we were training for is we have a downed aircraft, and this is all simulated, but there's a downed aircraft in the middle of nowhere, and we're at the local airport, and so we have ground teams and vehicles looking for the ELT signal, and we also have two or three aircraft also looking for that ELT signal, trying to pinpoint the location of the simulated ELT. In an emergency situation, we would go out and actually look for a downed airplane that went missing. So for us, you know, yeah, 100 miles sounds like a little bit of a stretch, but when you're doing tuning for a downed aircraft and you're simulating what it would really be like, it's not fair having it in your backyard. But yeah, you want to have that experience, you want to have that training, you want to have that work that you have to do. But that's how we did it.